You're listening to SBS News.
At a busy Sydney intersection, flowers and cards lie on the corner of the road for another delivery rider. The Uber Eats cyclist, yet to be identified, died after being hit by a truck carrying an excavator. Alex Roxburgh, another food delivery driver, says the deaths have made him reconsider working in the industry.
It definitely brings the reality home when two people die within the space of 3 days. That could have been me, so easily. What's the point of making money if I'm not alive?
Mr. Roxburgh has been shaken by the deaths and is fighting for better protections for his colleagues. He said there is pressure from the food companies to deliver food fast.
I'll get an email and I'll be told this is a warning saying that, you know, you haven't performed the work within the required period of time or estimated period of time, and if you get another warning, you know, you could potentially be taken off the app.
On Saturday, another Uber Eats rider, 27-year-old Bajoy Paul, a Bangladeshi student, died after being hit by a car in Sydney's south. Five delivery workers have now been killed on the job since late September. Michael Kane from the Transport Workers Union says it's due to an unregulated industry and is demanding the federal government set up an urgent inquiry.
We are now in the position where federal government inaction is literally killing people on our roads. We've said to Christian Porter that he needs to step up, set up an urgent inquiry to investigate Uber Eats and other gig delivery platforms, because otherwise this carnage will just continue.
Attorney General Christian Porter has told SBS News while the Commonwealth has no direct authority in this area, it will add rider safety as a priority to the next meeting of National Work and Health Safety Ministers. But the man leading an inquiry into the future of work in New South Wales, State Labor MP Daniel Mookie, says there's equally a case for state government action.
No one who orders food through an app expects their rider to die on the job. When it comes to the gig economy, the state government needs to move decisively and quickly to overhaul workplace regulations.
The New South Wales government has confirmed it will be launching a new task force led by Safe Work New South Wales and Transport for New South Wales to investigate a number of deaths of food delivery riders. Earlier, New South Wales Transport Minister Andrew Constance said the deaths were an issue that deserves what he called airtime. When asked about a Labor bill to provide more protections for riders, he said that the government should work with companies first and the drivers themselves.
The key element is here, let's work with the companies on a solution. And also the drivers and the riders themselves. There's got to be a degree of self-responsibility to make sure that they are highly visible.
Most gig economy workers are classified as independent contractors, meaning they're not entitled to minimum wage, compensation and other workplace entitlements. Safety training for delivery riders can be minimal. In a statement, Uber Eats said this latest fatality is devastating and it is clear that more needs to be done to improve road safety, and we're committed to playing a leading role in achieving this. For riders like Alex Roxburgh, he hopes the companies can put people before profit. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.